President Obama has set out to use his bully pulpit to address the police tactics that resulted in the deaths of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and Eric Garner in New York.
Too many Americans feel deep unfairness when it comes to the gap between our professed ideals and how laws are applied on a day-to-day basis.
The president speaking last week and responding to protests that followed the decision not to indict police who tried to arrest Eric Garner and ended up killing him instead. The president was also addressing the anger and violence that erupted after Ferguson's no indictment decision. Violent demonstrations continued for a second day in Berkeley, California. A presidential task force on 21st century policing has been formed to study local departments' tactics and to make recommendations to improve community trust in the next 90 days. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey is co-chair of that task force. He joins us now. Commissioner Ramsey, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
What can a federal commission do to, or task force, or whatever you want to call it, do to increase trust in the local sort of street-to-street areas of places like Staten Island and Ferguson, Missouri?
Well, the president, who takes this issue very, very seriously, decided to put together a task force, and I was honored to be selected as a co-chair for that, to take a look at various aspects of policing to make recommendations for improvement, such as building trust or even establishing trust in many of our communities. You know, we've been at community policing for the last 20, 25 years, but obviously there are some communities that have been left behind, and they tend to be communities of color, communities that are hard-pressed with crime and violence in their neighborhoods, and we've got to find a way to reach that population. We'll also take a look at training and education of police officers, use of force policies, the use of technology, and leadership at all levels within police organizations. So we have 90 days, which isn't a lot of time, to make recommendations for further review and implementation.
Gut level reaction, what did you think was a possible recommendation as you watched things unfold last week and in the wake of what happened in Ferguson? What came to mind immediately to you?
Well, obviously, there is a breakdown in terms of trust. I mean, I think what you saw in both Ferguson and also New York really speaks to the level of trust, not just of police, but of the criminal justice system. And we've got to listen. And we've got to hear what's being said. We need to take a deep dive, a deep look at it to find out what, if anything, we can do to make adjustments so that we can regain trust in the system. People just feel as if they're not going to get a fair shake once something occurs and it goes through the system, including grand juries and so forth.
Right, right. Deep dive, improve the situation of trust. These are the words that the president used to a certain extent. But I mean, more specifically, would you expect, for instance, the New York Police Department to be sued because of what happened to Eric Garner? There is a expected $75 million wrongful death suit that is threatened. What would you expect?
Well, I mean, people have a right to file lawsuits, and that's something that might occur, might not occur. I'm not an attorney. I don't have that much knowledge as it relates to that specific case. I would not be surprised should one be filed, but I have no inside knowledge as to whether or not one would be filed or not.
Is there anything of your recommendations that would be mandatory from whatever it is that you come up with in the next 90 days?
Well, part of what we have to do is figure out how it's implemented. The easy part is coming up with recommendations. The more difficult part is always implementation. And that's something we'll have to discuss as we move forward with this process. It's just getting underway. It's only been a little more than a week since the president made the announcement. So we're still in the stages of putting together other members of the task force, laying out exactly what it is we're going to do so that we can meet the time frame that's been given to us. So, but that will be part of our discussions.
Right.
How do we implement?
It's my understanding, Commissioner Ramsey, though, that in legal terms, it's probably going to be voluntary. And I'm wondering, what would be the motivation of a local police chief to take a recommendation from your commission, particularly from you, based on your experience in D.C. during 2000 and the World Bank protests, which were violently put down, and there were millions of dollars in damages paid out against the department?
Well, first of all, they weren't violently put down. There was no tear gas used. There was absolutely nothing that I think would justify the statement they were violently put down. Was there a lawsuit? Yes, there was a lawsuit, particularly the 2002 protests that took place in Pershing Park. What we did was not give people the warnings that was required through our own manuals. It was not a legal requirement in D.C. at the time, and we failed to do that, and we acknowledged that we made an error. The other thing we did not do is make sure that everyone was taken out of the park prior to the group being brought in that was to be arrested. Again, another tactical error on our part, and we've admitted that, and it's still being processed in court, although there were some settlements. But it was not violently put down. That is absolutely not true.
So you claim you've learned lessons from the situation in D.C. What about lessons learned in Philadelphia, where there have been similar charges and lawsuits filed against police tactics, particularly stop and frisk and the kinds of tactics that we saw in the Errol Garner video, where police take someone who doesn't appear to be violating the law in any egregious way and really cracks down on them?
Well, I mean, the cities across the United States have had lawsuits filed around stop, question, and frisk. We entered into an agreement to allow for the review of our forms that we make out as a result of any pedestrian or vehicle stop, to make sure that officers are articulating the rationale for the stop, the reasonable suspicion they need for the stop, in order to be able to improve that area. But the bottom line is police officers need to be able to respond to calls for service. We need to be able to stop people who are acting in a suspicious manner and we believe may have committed the crime. And so, you know, but we have to figure out a way of doing it and make sure that we do it in a way in which we aren't violating anyone's rights.
Based on the video of the Eric Garner case, do you think that was an appropriate call to action on the part of the police?
Well, I'm not going to get into the all the specifics. I don't have the grand jury information in that particular case. The grand jury saw more than just the video that's been shown over and over again on television. There was a lot more information presented to the group of civilians who comprise the grand jury. And that's what they based their decision on. I've not seen everything right that they saw. So it's, you know, in order to give a real informed opinion, I would need to see all the facts and evidence that were there. But certainly it is something that would obviously concern people.
Right.
I can understand how people are concerned and why people are concerned.
Well, and they certainly are. Charles Ramsey is a Philadelphia Police Commissioner, co-chair of President Obama's 21st Century Task Force on Policing, tasked to improve trust in communities between police and citizens. Thank you so much.